Ah, Gay Paris, here I am, living it up in Paris for 3 whole days away from the big city that I lived in, and now I'm visiting a bigger city called Paris. Oh, there's a mime? Mmm, fresh baguettes.
Josh.
Wait, that mimes aren't supposed to talk.
Josh.
Let me just turn around and look at this mime again.
Josh.
It's a little foot, and you painted yourself head to toe as a mime.
I mean,
you're not even wearing a mime's outfit. You've just painted your fur.
Yeah, it's easier that way. But this beret is real.
Beret?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is
the
a
French
whole
hat?
Other country.
Am I saying it right?
I think that's the thing that women put in their hair. You mean beret?
Whatever. Whatever's in my hair is real. Welcome to Gay Paris.
Littlefoot, what are you doing in Paris?
Well, I like to show off my mime skills. I did go to Juilliard, after all.
Oh, I didn't know they have a mime division.
They do. But I'm also here to share the love of Le Petit Monster, one of our coffees at Littlefoot Coffee.
Le Petit Monster?
Yeah, it's a bold, dark roast for lovers. Le Petit Monster is just for you. Our French roast uses seasonal Honduran coffees and has notes of smoked marshmallows, molasses, and rich, dark chocolate. Mmm!
I'm falling in love. See the little hearts my eyes have turned into?
Oh, careful. I see a skunk having making eyes at you.
Uh-oh. Hey, skunk, did you know you could save 20% off your order of Le Petit Monster at littlefootcoffee.com by using the promo code POPPOP?
Oh, he knows.
Oh, I don't speak any French.
Josh, you got a white stripe down your back. You sit on a chair or something?
Yeah, see, I was having a Mentos.
Okay.
And then I was lying on a wet
bench. Sure. Oh, well, that skunk's getting kind of close. You better get out of here, Josh.
All right. Bye, skunk. Bye, Littlefoot Mime.
Le Petit Monster.
Bon oui.
Bon oui to us all.
Whiskey makes you frisky, gin makes you sin, wine makes you nutty, but I'll try.
All right, otherwise, a work of art.
Again. Oh yeah,
and we're back,
yeah. Gentlemen. What's happening? Do I talk?
Yes, you please.
Oh, okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Popping Bottles. I am one of your hosts, James Dugan.
I'm your co-host, Josh Govin.
Josh, who are we hanging out with this week
we
on Popping Bottles?
A wonderful guest, former friend of the pod.
What?
Current, he heel turned last episode. And if you missed that, then it must not be shown. Pay for the premium fee.
Yeah. That's good pay per view content. That's a great time for a heel turn.
It can only happen on
a
pay per view.
And the voice you're hearing is.
Yeah, hang on. You don't talk until we introduce you.
Yeah, will you relax for 2 seconds?
We got to redo the whole intro.
What is this, remake?
This took a turn.
This was almost a remake. It felt like when you pitched the Bruin View. Yeah. I was like, if we end up doing that, I'm also going to bring in an idea for how to remake that movie.
What were you thinking of any particular movie? Even though we're not doing it, but
I don't know. I was trying to think of what is a movie that has like a good alcoholic drink presence to it. And like, of course, Big Lebowski.
Yeah,
huge. Yeah. But I wanted to go deeper than that, and I was thinking like
inside Big Lebowski, inner space,
being Big Lebowski, the one where they have the tiny room and everybody climbs into it and then they become Jeff Bridges.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was trying to think of like I couldn't come up with anything else that has like a distinct drink to it.
I would posit it doesn't have to have a distinct drink. It has to have your love of it, and we'll pair it with something. Either they do minusculely in the movie, like we had cheap beer and beer fest. We had bubbles, which they had at the very beginning of Clue, but aren't not like you can't divorce champagne from Clue and be like you ruined the movie. You'd be okay. Well, they had brandy.
So, how are you?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I appreciate you trying to do the work for us.
Yeah, I did.
It makes our job easier.
I mean, that's the whole reason we have Bruin Vs.
What about Lucky Number 7? Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember in the theater 5 times.
Yeah. Oh, 5?
Yeah.
I'm trying to hit that 7?
I couldn't do it. It was so bad.
I only got to 6. I don't know. I feel like not because there's anything truly alcoholic about that movie, but just because I would like to watch that movie again and see if I still enjoy it as much as I used to.
I saw
as much as I did like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I saw it once in the theater, and I remember enjoying it.
I really liked
it. But I like any kind of weird heist movie.
It was like it had that little like it was quippy, right? If I remember correctly, yeah. I don't. It didn't stick in my brain, but I remember seeing it at the time and enjoying it once.
Yeah. I wonder, if I looked it up, I wonder if the person that wrote it, it was like Taika Waititi or something.
Do you want me to look it up?
It was the same guy that wrote Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Was it really?
No, I have
no idea.
It wasn't in Black something?
Yeah, Shane Black.
Shane Black.
Yeah.
Can't be the same guy.
But yeah, because Shane Black is like...
He did like Iron Man 3 and a couple other things.
Iron Man 3. Too. Die Hard?
The best Iron Man?
No.
Did he write Die Hard?
No.
No, maybe he saw it.
Or...
He probably saw it.
He might have seen it, yeah.
I think he saw it.
Maybe Lethal Weapon? He had his hand in some 80s action franchise, yeah.
I thought he was like a younger guy.
I got it. I can only pull up so many tabs of IMDb.
All right, we'll pull up Shane Black first.
And the voice, the voice you heard two voices ago was Rob Grabowski.
Hello,
our guest this episode.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Good to have you. Good to have you.
We never closed that parenthesis, and now it has.
Yeah. Now program can't execute.
Rob, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw
Thor?
I saw Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. No spoilers, but it's fun.
No spoilers?
I won't share any spoilers.
I'll spoil. Oh, somebody has.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Two people. One our guest, the other our always guest, hasn't seen it yet either. So I don't want to spoil it.
I won't spoil it either. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I did too. It's fun.
Yeah.
I saw Marcel the Shell with shoes on.
How was that?
Freaking adorable.
Did you cry?
Yeah. No, pretty much constant.
Yeah.
Pretty much through the entire thing.
I almost cried at the trailer. And I was like, I don't know if I can see this like, publicly. This is it feels like a private movie.
I couldn't believe as I was watching it, I was thinking about most of the fiction that I consume has to be like heightened reality. It's like I love science fiction, I love fantasy, like all those things. And as I'm watching that movie, I'm like, well, this is why I don't watch these movies, because they make me cry all the time.
Yeah. I'll see it.
I will watch it. Yeah. Did you see the music box?
I did.
Yeah.
The beautiful music.
It's so cool. That's good place to cry. The guy was doing the organ beforehand, too.
I love it. Dugan, how are you?
Me? I'm fantastic.
Did we officially announce him as a guest? Or I guess, no, you kind of just jumped in.
Yeah, I'm hosting this week.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, I'm great. Great. It's so good to be back on my podcast, Poppin' Bottles.
Our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, our podcast. Okay. No, that's my bad. I do that a lot.
You can edge out Rob, but...
Hey.
I do that a lot. Sorry. It's so good to be back on our podcast.
Our
back where we
talking
belong.
Talking bottles.
Yeah, here we are, popping Dugans. I've been great. I was talking to Rob about this. I'm having a bit of a tiff with my landlord right now, and doing my best to stay like civil about it. But immediately as I was walking through the door, I sent him a text, and now I just wait and see. The good thing about my landlord, usually takes him about 3 weeks to respond to a text.
Good Lord.
Have you been there long in your...
About 5 years.
Oh, wow. So you, this has been contentious the whole time?
No, not necessarily. I really like him as a landlord, because he has not raised the rent once in 5 years.
The best thing about landlords.
Yeah.
I'm in that same boat right now. And everybody at my... work is like, our rent went up, and I was like, yeah, all of our rents went up.
Right, yeah. So it's been great. Like, you have the typical landlord issues where it takes a little bit for something to get fixed or whatever, but for the most part, it's been a fantastic relationship, and that's why I want to maintain it that way, because he's trying to pull some bullshit right now.
Well, you just got call on his bullshit.
I did, yeah.
But in a polite way.
And that's what I tried to do.
Rob, how's your landlord?
My landlord is fantastic. No complaints. He's going to hang a mirror.
Great.
Oh, nice.
Huli has left the room, so how do you really feel?
Oh, he's
about
fantastic.
Okay. All
right. I hear you were talking to me off mic earlier about your landlord's fish oil.
He's trying to sell a lot of it. We have so many boxes of fish oil. He keeps ordering. I don't know why.
Nice.
Damn, we should have fish oil on this show.
Yeah.
Is that technically a drink?
You were referring to the musical guest.
Fish oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did Fishbone change their name?
No, Fish changed their name.
Oh. Yeah.
They're trying to get younger audiences.
Sure. Kids love oil.
Kids love oil.
Kids love oil.
Oil is spelled with a Y, though. It's P-H-I-S-H-O-Y-L.
That's so confusing.
You know what's not confusing? Jimmy Jom Jom.
What?
Trying to give you a fun nickname, and
that's fine.
Couldn't land on it. So, Jamie Jimmy Jom Jom.
Uh-huh.
what beverage have you chosen to host about with us today?
On this episode of Poppin' Bottles, we are hosting about root beer floats. Ooh. I think that's what we decided on, yeah.
We decided on a lot of things.
Yeah. I threw out a bunch of ideas, but root beer floats. I don't know. I've been jamming on root beer floats recently.
That's true. You have been.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I came to hang out with Rob, and for some reason, as I was going through the Target, I texted him, and I was like, do you think anybody would be pissed if I brought over the stuff for root beer floats? And
I said no.
Yeah, and Rob was like, why the fuck would any person...
I didn't check with anyone else.
Yeah.
It's like, also, ever. I don't think anybody's ever been pissed.
The only, and in quotes, mistake you made is you didn't get proper ice cream.
I got bad ice cream.
Yeah.
Wait, it was still okay. Bad ice cream? You got, Hello Top?
Yeah, basically. Hello. I just got, a pint of it. And I think there was four of us.
Yeah. It worked out fine.
Yeah. But I think that just would dissolve, right?
It's just not good ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like barely ice cream.
I've had it once and it tasted like ice, but it was fine.
Yeah.
But I think adding things to it would just make it evaporate, not in a good way.
Yeah. You want to talk about a little crumbly friend. That ice cream is a little crumbly friend.
Put it away, please.
Well, so root beer floats.
I love it.
All right.
Do you want to start with them?
Yes.
They're in the fridge. You want me to do
I'll
it?
Go get it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fill this up.
The ice cream's in the freezer, of course, and the root beer is in the fridge.
Yes. What do we do? Do we wait for the drink to hit the table before we talk about it?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So you and I, we can either fill or during editing, Josh can cut some of this dead air out.
Okay. Well, let's fill.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of The Bear.
Oh man, Bear's great.
Bear is really good.
I want to rewatch it. It's very good. It's intense. Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef. Yeah. No, behind corner.
It's fun. Yeah. It's good.
What up?
Oh.
All right. it makes me. I never really worked in the restaurant industry.
Sure.
So I'm sure that there's a lot of stuff that's going over my head, but
the closest I've come was. I worked at a Little Caesars, which, can be hectic at times. And then I worked at a Starbucks inside of Barnes & Nobles for a little bit.
Oh,
those are my two, the closest I've been to, serving restaurant.
Yeah.
But still, I get it. It's still a good show.
I worked at a homemade pizza company.
Oh, yeah. They were huge for a little bit here.
Take it, bake.
We make it, you bake it. That's right. I was the assistant manager at the Wabanzia location, the one in Wicker Park. I was also, I worked in the Old Town one. I worked my favorite thing about working there was that they just kind of sent me to every location when they needed people.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was it good pizza?
It's very good pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very good pizza.
I never got it. Even when I knew people who worked there, it's never got it.
Who else did you know that worked there?
Somebody, Chris Chapin, worked at one. Forget where, possibly in Andersonville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He worked there only for a little bit, but I just never got it.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, if I'm going to get pizza, I'll just have it brought to me already cooked.
And I absolutely. Can eat it. That's and I understand. That was a big hurdle for some people.
For
to
sure.
Get it.
Because, I don't have a car and I don't want to take a whole homemade pizza on a bus. I wouldn't take a Jets pizza on a bus.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Well, but that's the beauty of it, is that you pick it up. You bring it home, and then it's ready when you are.
But that's, I get it, but I don't like it.
And absolutely fair. Let me tell you, Rob, you know who else didn't like it?
What?
The city of Chicago.
Yeah, they were huge, I remember, for a little bit, but I don't remember them being busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I worked in the Lincoln Park location.
Sure.
I think made $120 a day. It was so insane how few people went in that place.
Ooh.
Ooh, minis.
I like the
Thank
way
you.
I like the way you did this, Josh.
I like the way you sparkling this.
The store I went to, this is the only A&W they had. They had little minis.
Oh, what store did you go to?
Jewel. Heard of it?
Jewel Oscar.
The 2-liter was sugar-free A&W, and I went, no.
You get that, you get some Helio Top.
Yeah,
and you get just a bad time.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
That's when you've been bad.
Should we pop them straight into the mics?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. 1, 2, 3.
Mini. Make a taste.
I'm going to pour mine straight into the mic.
Look at that.
So we have, as Dugan requested, we have just plain old vanilla ice cream. He didn't ask for a brand.
I got
Bayer's, which is one of my favorites.
Can I tell you when I was scooping it? Yeah. I was like, this looks like ice cream. Like,
yeah.
It looked like an ad. It was so
Bayer's is my favorite.
Is Bayer's the one that, you remember the
Breyers?
Commercial? Breyers.
I think Bayer's.
There's Bayer's and Dreyer's. And they are not the same.
Dreyer's?
There's Bayer's and Dreyer's.
Okay, I don't know Dreyer's. I'm saying it wrong.
There's Movers, Shakers?
And ice cream scoop takers. There's nice. Do you remember that there was the commercials for Breyers back in the day where it was the kids reading the ingredients?
Yes,
they
do.
They pick up a box of some other ice cream, like monoglycemic butane, hydrogen, and that. Yeah. And then they pick up the Breyers and like milk, cream, ice. Sugar, and ice.
And then our root beer is a classic A&W mini cans.
Mm-hmm.
No caffeine, root beer since 1919.
It's been root beer since 1919?
Yeah.
What was it before?
It keeps. These cans have been around since 1919. There's just been a big warehouse waiting to get released. before we get to your history. Oh, yeah.
Let's try it.
First reactions. Yeah. I'm just drinking the foam.
Yeah, also, what do you feel like is the way to do it? Do you scoop? Do you stir?
Stir a little bit.
I didn't bring straws. I don't know if you had straws.
I do not have
straws. I usually do
straws.
We're
an environmental friendly house here.
Well, if they've already made them, I'll use them. I'm not commissioning turtle killing straws. Yeah. Mm. I like to drink the I like to let all the ice cream. I don't want to eat ice cream. I want to drink liquid with ice cream in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like scooping a little bit of ice cream, trying to get as much foam as I can on it, and it's still pretty good.
I'm gonna go back to the mini well.
I'm kind of splitting the difference. I'm sort of breaking my ice cream up so that I get ice cream with my root beer in every sip.
Nice.
It's good though.
Yeah. Great combination.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Classic. Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get to your history with it, let's get a little history of A&W in general.
Beautiful.
Because we actually never did A&W. We've done root beer before.
Yeah, but it's been like Sprecher's or
Barks.
And ain't your daddy's root beer.
Oh, yeah, not your father's.
Yeah, it's the one.
Ain't your daddy's root beer.
Ain't your mama's either.
Roy W. Allen opened a roadside root beer stand in Lodi, California.
Whoa, I know where that is.
In 1919.
Before my time.
Using a formula he purchased from a pharmacist. Soon he opened stands in Stockton, as well as five nearby stands in Sacramento.
Hello, hometown.
Where quotation, Trey Boys, pioneered drive-in and curbside service. Hashtag Trey Boys.
Hashtag Trey Boys.
In 1920, Allen partnered with Frank Wright, birthing the A&W brand. That's how we get A&W. Allen and Wright with a W, not an R.
No.
Allen bought outright in 1924, attained a trademark, and began selling restaurant franchises, creating one of the first restaurant chains ever in the U.S. Franchise owners could use the A&W name and logo and purchase concentrated root beer syrup from Allen. And by 1933, there was more than 170 A&W franchises. There was no common menu, no common architecture,
awesome.
And no set of procedures for franchisees.
Oh my God. So they just got the name?
It's just like, you get the name, you get the root beer, and you can do whatever
you
want.
And then serve spaghetti, weird, if you like.
Also, not all of them chose to sell food. Some of them did. It was just like...
The other ones sell batteries?
Yeah, just like the was this ice cream shop?
Root beer, oil changes. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And then sometimes in the 30s, no, later than that, it was the 60s or 70s. It all came under an umbrella, and they started regulating.
Mm.
But I didn't go that far because, this is all Wikipedia. You can look it up yourself.
No.
That's the point of this podcast, is to point you to Wikipedia.
Do you remember A&W having the bear mascot?
Yes.
No, the bear? Was it like a realistic-looking bear?
It was a cartoon bear. I remember he had like a kind of a beret on, or maybe like an old-timey...
A beret bear?
No, maybe.
A beret.
Yeah, like he had some kind of hat, maybe like an old-time newspaper guy's hat.
A page boy hat?
Yeah. And then, that's the guy. Did you call that a beret?
No, it's
like a 70s go-go girl hat.
To me, it's the hat that like a golfer, an old-timey golfer.
Oh, okay.
Wears.
Like a big beret.
Yeah, like a big beret.
But
yeah.
It's got like a bill on the front, doesn't it?
But also, he looks like Yogi.
He does a little.
This is not, yeah. Yeah. If I ever saw him, I'd be like, oh, Yogi's selling root beer.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't have a bill. It's kind of like a flattened chef hat.
Yeah, it does look like it's it's beret adjacent.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's bigger.
And that fucking turtleneck sweater, huh? Yeah,
looks comfortable as hell.
It's orange, though. I like that.
That's funny. I didn't know that A&W was a hometown company for me.
Yeah,
I thought they were a Midwest company.
That's why you picked it.
I'm from Sacramento, and I had no idea that that's where its roots were. The root beer roots.
There you
that's
go.
Where the roots beer is.
Yeah, roots beer. Finding your roots beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PBS, we're here for you.
It's a 6-hour documentary.
Yeah. We'll put a little book in front of you and turn the pages. It's a fun show. Dugan, why root beer floats?
Why?
Other than they're being delicious. Like,
Why? Like I said, I've kind of been in a root beer float renaissance lately. Brought them over to Rob's house, and then
brought them over from the old country.
Brought them over here, brought my tradition, the tradition of my people. And but then also on 4th of July, we had a couple people over in our backyard, and I was like, I'm gonna bring root beer floats. I'm gonna make that happen again. I think it is like, it's a really fun drink. For me, just taking a sip of this immediately, I feel like I'm a kid in summertime.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think it's such a good, easy, simple drink. You know, the nothing complicated to it, and it's just a fun treat.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Purists growing up, and even now, vanilla ice cream, regular A&W?
I tell you, the thing is, here, I tell you this. Okay, listen up.
All right.
Is that I was never a root beer person growing up, really.
At all?
Not really.
Soda at all?
So my family, my parents were big on no soda.
Do you want to shout them out?
What up?
Do you want to shout out your parents?
Rick and Arlene Dugan. Fantastic parents.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod.
No soda in the house. To this day, never had a cavity. we would every once in a while on like Friday night or some sort of special occasion, they would let me and my sister get one 20-ounce bottle of soda from the grocery store,
and
they're like,
and you had to chug it right there, right?
Yeah.
Rule stands firm, but I love my kids.
And so I used to always get I used to always get a Sprite. My sister would always get a root beer.
Oh.
And I always, and every time I was like, oh, root beer, that's such a good one. But I never want to admit that I do like that. So like root beer floats, I definitely remember us making root beer floats and ice cream sodas as a kid, but it was not a regular thing. It was like always, always a treat.
Yeah. I never liked root beer. I'm enjoying this root beer float. On its own, I've never been a big root beer fan. In my house, I believe we used to do the occasional like Coke and ice cream float.
Yeah.
And then I feel like my mom liked it with Werner's.
In all honesty,
a Werner's
it's
ice cream
a nice,
float.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I have any Werner's.
Dude!
Wow. A Coke floats were like a thing. I remember they were like pushing them for a while. It was like, make a Coke float.
Yeah.
Like, make a Coke float. And it was like, all right, fine.
What about, you ever have Coke and chocolate syrup?
No. Wait,
that
that's called something. It's not a Ricky. It's not a... No?
Yeah.
No burgers.
Any ginger ale?
No ginger ale.
Okay. Damn, we've got to get two drinks for one. Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
One of my old roommates...
But no, it sounds gross.
...made that for us one time. Like I think over quarantine, where when he was like, want to do something crazy, and he did that, and we were all like, oh, interesting.
What is this?
Coke and chocolate syrup?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We've done Coke and wine.
Yeah, Calimocho.
Yeah,
and that was delicious.
It was good. Surprisingly.
I'm growing into liking chocolate more as an adult. I didn't really like it as a kid.
I've never been a big chocolate person.
I was a strawberry, like syrup head. I would rather have strawberry milk than chocolate milk growing up. Hardcore. As far as root beers, we had IBC. That was the one in the bottle. Mm-hmm. And that was like a big fucking deal. Like it was like, and I don't remember if we'd get it at like a restaurant or every once in a while we'd have it in the house. But I was like, ooh, I'm drinking out of a bottle. This is cool. This looks like a beer bottle.
What is Henry Weinhard? Did you have those?
No. It sounds like a superhero that you made up as a child.
Old Henry Weinhard.
Yeah.
Henry Weinhard was...
named after mom's friend and what she does when she's with him.
Hey, I just named my parents on this podcast. They are probably listening right now. I won't have you slandering the good name of the Dugans. Henry Weinhard was the same thing. It was like a six-pack of glass root beer bottles that you could get. And I always, and the same thing where I was like, ooh, look at me. I'm drinking like a beer bottle.
Rob, beer bottles? No?
I'm into them.
Beer bottles?
I'm trying to think of like a drink as a kid that was like similar to... Because I remember we still occasionally get like the Grabowskis were a pop family.
Yeah.
We've had it in the fridge forever. We would still occasionally get like the glass bottle Coke or Diet Coke or whatever. Yeah, so I had those. But I can't think of, again, I wasn't into root beer, so we never had any like fancy stuff.
Root beer was always like, it was too sweet for all the time.
Too sweet.
Too sweet.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pepper is my current drink. Dr. Pepper was my drink when I was little. Brian Loyal.
Yeah. It's also very funny. The three of us sitting here drinking root beer floats. All three of us have beards and mustaches, and this is everywhere. One of the absolute messiest things that we could be drinking.
Yeah,
I was complaining earlier to my landlord that I need to trim my beard because every time I take a bite recently, the hair goes in my mouth. Dude, I'm like, I gotta trim it.
You both got it over your lip. Yeah. I can't do it. I should
trim the whole thing, but it takes time, and I didn't have time this morning.
It really is just one of the most unattractive things to watch a man with a beard eat anything.
Yeah.
Anything that, like...
Anything foamy
or, like, that you have to, like, put with your hand into your mouth. It's absolutely
Over the 4th, my father made some ribs.
Mm.
Let me tell you, that was in my beard all day, no matter what I did. Boy, was it good.
Yeah. Like a nice rib.
Yeah.
Let's
get ribs.
Let's do it. Yeah. I guess
we won't. I mean, we can. This later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. We got ribs.
Whoa, boy! Are we messy or what?
I am feeling good.
I asked for two bibs.
Oh. Two bibs this time.
Everybody, wash your hands.
I don't know. Root beer, like, doesn't root beer feel? It feels like the most old-timey drink to me.
Well, yeah, isn't it close to a...
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes. it's like old-timey, like soda jerks in their root beer. I think that there was a place in my college town that was a root beer bar.
What?
Where they had, like, a bunch of different root beers on tap, and they had... like they made their own root beer also. And it just the whole place was set up to look like the 30s.
That's cool.
I like a spicy root beer.
Spicy. Whoa, who makes a spicy root beer?
No, I mean like where you actually get like a lot of... Like this is fine. I would say this is like the milder end of root beer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of it like a Sprecher, when you like drink one, you're like, oh, this has got some like
flavor. It's like Barks. Mm-hmm. It's got bite.
Barks doesn't have bite. It's fine.
I don't think you could say A&W or Barks or IBC have bite.
No. Yeah.
Those are the most accessible root beer.
It's a starter root beer.
Yeah, exactly.
First one's for
Let me gatekeep root beer a little bit.
You go to your boutiques or when they're homemade. There was this place in my college town or nearby called Franklin's, and they made their own root beer, and it was delicious. Yeah. It was also, they made beer, but...
Yeah.
Is it the same process?
It was a local place called Local Color in my hometown that made, we would go because it's decent food, but we'd also be like, well, yes, we'll have the craft root beer, please.
Yeah. So
it was good.
Yeah.
BJ's? You guys ever...
The Superstore?
No.
The Sex Act?
Yeah. You guys ever get BJ's?
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar.
It was like a chain restaurant. Maybe it's only in California, but they brewed their own root beer there also, and they also had Pizookies.
Ooh,
you know Pizookie?
I've heard that before.
Yeah,
I don't know Pizookies.
Oh fuck you! A Pizookie is
Jesus.
Get fucked, Rob Grabowski. Here's what a Pizookie is.
Good Lord,
Rob, get the fuck out of here. Okay,
it's my this first is what off.
You are a guest on my podcast being recorded.
This is
in
my
your
equipment.
A Pizookie is they bake like a big, probably 10-inch cookie.
Okay.
And then they bring it out to you in the skillet, but they throw ice cream on top of it while it's still warm.
Oh, I'm familiar with this. I just don't call it Pizookie. I just call it a delicious dessert.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Brownie or cookie a la mode in a skillet, hot as can be.
Yeah.
Not the ice cream. But preference.
You're freaking. I say cookie. Brownie's too much chocolate. I've never been a big chocolate guy.
Cookie as well. I'm not a big brownie guy.
If the brownie's got like a texture or any like crumbly, like if it's got like little chips or like nuts in it, gotta go brownie. Otherwise, I'll go cookie.
My Aunt Laura makes great brownies because she used not brownie mix, but cake mix. And just makes them
interesting.
And there, I'm like, these are the little best. Cakes. Yeah, little cakes. That's why I like them. But they look like brownies.
Damn.
Pocket cakes.
They're delish.
Man, I love texture in anything.
Agreed.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you got to have a crunch to it. Like, you give me an ice cream that has a crunch in it, I love that.
Cubby Crunch at the former, used to be on Bobtail, and now it's something else.
Oh.
They sold out.
Right on Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a Cubby Crunch and had a bunch of shit in it. It was good.
I used to
love all shit in my stuff.
Oh, God.
I worked at a Cold Stone Creamery for one summer when I was 17 years old.
Like it, love it, gotta have it.
Like it, love it, gotta have it. Here's a dollar. Why don't you sing about it? But
and you still remember all the songs you said.
A scoop and we will go. A mix and we will go. Hi-ho the Dario. We thank you for your dough. Thank you! That's a grand old tip that you put in the jar, and we hope it'll make you go far.
And
you'll
Lord.
Never know the love we'll show as we use it for gas in our car.
Hey,
thank you!
Wow.
What was another one?
We were singing for hours.
There was
the
one.
We're not the tape.
There was one set to the Addams Family also, because we had those like paddles that we would use.
You're scooping and so, you're...
Yeah, something like that. We'd go like da 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 da, clank clank, da 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 da, clank clank.
Was it tiresome or was it fun at the time?
It was. I always had a good time. There was a whole list of like they had the songs written out next to the register, and so when you rang somebody up and you got the tip, you would call out, "We got a tip," and then you start singing one of the songs on there, and then everybody else joins in, and so that it was like kind of fun. And it was also nothing. You know, each song lasts 10 seconds. Yeah. And
I remember them lasting way longer.
Nah.
I only went to Cold Stone. I did not work there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like, I'll give you a tip. Please don't sing.
No, a lot of people did that, too. A lot of people would be like, here's a dollar to not sing.
You don't
and
have to
I'm
sing
like,
at all.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'll take it back if you sing.
But also, so many people... I was 17 at the time. So many people would come up and they'd be like, and here's your dollar. Go ahead and sing for me now. And I'm like, you paid me. That's like...
Yeah.
I get to keep that money, so...
Yeah. Deal.
I guess that's what started me on the road to being a performer.
Yeah, you know, when you really look back, that was your first lesson.
Yeah.
Then the most money you've ever made from making up stuff. I guess it was scripted.
That's the big difference.
Huge.
That's where the money is.
You guys want to play a game?
A dumb
game? Yeah, dumb fun game.
Dumb game. Welcome to the dumb game. Dumb game. Yeah. It's dumb.
That added shit.
This is unprecedented for a guest.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I like when they come prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Prepared.
That makes our job easy.
This game is called A&W stands for what?
Oh, okay.
Now, we learned from Josh already that A&W stands for Roy Allen and Frank Wright, the founders.
Frank Lloyd Wright?
No, just Frank Wright.
The Wright brothers?
No, just Frank Wright. Okay. He might have had a brother. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, or a sister.
Yeah.
Hubba Hubba.
Hold up. Was Frank Lloyd Wright one of the Wright brothers?
I cannot confirm.
Wasn't
nor
one
deny.
Of the wrong brothers.
Whoa. The man could fly, though.
I fell in love with him.
His sister? What I'm gonna give you words or acronyms. You got to figure out what they stand for. You guys can work together because then this will be fun.
Okay.
Ready?
Together. All right, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Partnership.
First one. What does GEICO stand for?
Oh, I know this one. Government Employee Insurance Company.
That is correct.
That's what I was gonna say. So yes.
All right. Yeah, I believe you. What about Roth IRA?
IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account.
Mm-hmm.
Roth is. Let's see. Roth is when it's taxed on its way in, and you don't get taxed when you pull it out. So I think that it is return of the hedgehog.
Josh, thoughts?
Roth, R-O-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Return on the... hedge.
You guys were so close. It is Individual Retirement Account, but the name is just after the Senator Roth who pitched the idea back in the late 80s.
Fuck!
Senator Roth.
Fuck!
The acronym was at the end. The acronym was at the end.
The acronym was at the end. Come along, children. We'll talk about initials.
I'm going to go with this guy. S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like the agents?
Yeah, from Marvel.
This is so stupid. I think yesterday trying to remember what S.H.I.E.L.D. stood for.
Did you get S.W.O.R.D.?
S.W.O.R.D. is... Oh.
That's not the question, though. I'm asking about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Special weapons... special weapon. S.H.I.E.L.D. is, God, in Iron Man, they did such a good job of this, Agent Coulson said, he was like, hi, I'm from ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba early on, and I totally didn't put together that it was S.H.I.E.L.D. until
strategic?
The very end. Strategic?
That's the first word.
Homeland.
Mm-hmm. S-H-I, incendiary. No. incorporation.
It's I?
Mm-hmm.
I?
S-H-I-E-L-D?
Mm-hmm.
It's not... It's I before so E, except after S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's strategic homeland, mm-hmm. and then the I. Say someone has a problem, you want to help
instigation.
Them out. Someone has a problem.
Intervention.
There it is, okay.
E. Enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
L.
Logistics.
Uh-huh.
Division.
Correct.
Nice.
Whoa. Radar.
O'Reilly.
Run around. Don't act wrong. Run around, Doppler.
Oh,
run around,
radar.
Doppler.
That's radar.
There you go, run around, Doppler.
Run around, Doppler.
See what's
Doppler, there. All right. That's what it stands for.
Radio detection and raging. Ranging.
Oh.
Sorry, ranging.
Raging.
Ranging.
Some of these are not acronyms.
They've gone according to Google. Taser.
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 T-A-S-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Asshole. Zounds!
Touch and sound. Touch and sound eraser. Touch and sound eraser.
Okay. It's the Thomas A. Swift electric rifle.
No way!
100%. Named by the inventor after his favorite literary character, Tom Swift. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah. I've invented an electric rifle.
And I like to read, so that's what I'm calling it.
That is
I couldn't believe it, but
hilarious.
Like several things told me that is correct.
Tom Swift or Hardy Boys?
Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys. Nancy Drew.
Oh.
You?
I probably read all of the Hardy Boys, but I did love me some Tom Swift.
I know. I had a bunch of both.
Yeah. I made the crossovers, too,
yeah.
Which were fun.
But I think I only ever read Hardy Boys. Also, the man that wrote Hardy Boys, Franklin Dixon. Franklin W. Dixon. Not a real person.
Who wrote him?
Ghost Riders. Yeah.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Affleck.
American.
Farmers.
Farmer. Wait, no, you said farmers.
Yeah.
Laxative.
And constipation.
So close. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus.
Okay.
Columbia? Weird.
No, I think Ohio.
Right?
No, that's it's in the south.
Columbia?
Yeah.
I thought it was Columbus.
That's where cocaine
came
from.
Yeah. Columbia is in the south.
I just watched Narcos.
Oh
my God.
The first one. Yeah.
The one in Columbus?
Yeah.
Ohio?
Yeah, it was scary.
Oh.
Epcot.
Never going there.
Entertainment
Palace.
Oh!
entire planet. It's entire planet.
I'm not a Disney head.
County of
tomorrow.
You're circling it oddly. You are.
Yeah. What is it?
Experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
That's
oh.
it. Okay.
Here's one I didn't know either. Yahoo.
Yahoo.com.
Youth.
You and
her.
You and her. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh.
Got a couple of Yahoos. Yet another hierarchical organized oracle.
Huh.
Wow, boy, yeah. We really just went for it in the 90s.
Some of these is like, damn.
Yeah, I think they're like, we'll call it Yahoo, and then we'll figure out what it's
called. Yeah, we'll call it Yahoo. Yeah.
Or just like,
work our way backwards.
These like cool guys working with computers for the first time. And they're like, what did we make? Just yet another hierarchical, organizational oracle.
And the advertised guy in the back was like, ting.
We got to bing it. Base jumping, but just the base part.
I do know this one.
Oh.
Bridge, antenna, span, elevation. Hang on. Bridge.
Bridge is right.
Bridge, antenna. Bridge, antenna. It's bridge, antenna. Is it bridge, antenna?
It's BA.
It's antenna.
It's not bridge?
Not according to what I saw.
I thought it was
bridge. Oh, because span is bridge. So B is...
boulder.
B is building.
Mm-hmm.
Building, antenna, span, elevation.
Everything but the E.
Excitement? X Games.
It's X Games.
It's X Games?
Earth.
Earth?
According to what I saw. Okay. If you have any arguments, go to Google.
Yeah.
I will.
Wally.
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 Ema.
Segovia.
Grabowski. Mr. Grabowski.
Wrong movie.
Mm-hmm. Pixar. It's the same universe.
Yeah, I mean, they're all connected.
Yeah.
World.
And.
Life.
Long.
Earth.
World and life long Earth.
I like
put it on. Show us on the board, Steve Harvey.
Waste allocation load lifter Earth class.
Yeah,
So we got Earth right. So
yeah.
Partial credit.
NRA.
Nice assholes.
Oh yeah, there's an R.
You gotta switch it up. Yeah. Nice rifle asshole.
I think it stands for no rifles allowed.
Oh, guys, you're so close.
No homers allowed.
Yeah. No homers. National Restaurant Association.
Oh.
3M. The people who make the tape.
Yeah.
Moist?
Median.
Mallow.
Moist, median, mallow.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company.
Mm. Mining? It's a mining company?
I think it was
they
at one point.
They dropped the and.
No. Two more.
Okay.
TCBY.
The country's best yogurt.
Correct. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
Spam. Hold on, my tea's done.
Suicidal.
Uh-huh.
Pansexual.
Yeah.
Agnostic.
Uh-huh.
Mushing.
This is funny. This is what I have on my dating profile. I do. I just put spam on my dating profile.
And you crush so much.
Sorta, probably, almost meat.
Oh, I like that one better. Shoulder of pork and ham.
Shoulder of pork and ham?
Some of these acronyms are also they're just smushing words together to make one word, which is a term, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah, what is that term called?
It's not a spoonerism.
No. Spoonerism.
What is this? A spoonerism is when you flip the first word, the first letter of...
I thought this was when the big spoon becomes a little spoon after a while.
Yeah.
Spoonerism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was when the big spoon...
ejaculates. Oh, where'd that come from?
Spoonerism. Notice spoonerism.
Mushing.
That was good. I like those. I like that game.
I found a feeling.
It was good. I'm tired of acronyms, though.
But we don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, and I'm tired of root beer.
What about laser?
Should we switch it up a little bit?
Yeah. Fuck root beer.
Yeah, let's get rid of root beer.
Holy shit.
And let's try some sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, let's we're doing it too.
Let's amp it up. Oh boy, extra drinks.
So I've got a four pack here.
Oh no.
8.4 fluid ounces of Red Bulls.
Ooh, I give you wings.
I think I'm starting to realize what is going to happen this episode.
You don't know.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
You take this is for the play at home game.
All right, thanks. This one, hey, listeners at home, I've got a can for you right here.
All right, let me can of Red Bull. One, two, Red Bull.
Red Bull.
I can't get mine. There we go.
Cheers.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I smell it. Oh, God damn. I haven't had Red Bull in so long.
I got the smallest ones. So many late nights.
Oh.
Or early.
Fuck.
Sugar free's not too bad.
Yeah.
No. I would get the slightly bigger one.
Oh, yeah.
When I'd get it for going out.
My energy drink go to for a long time was 5-hour energy.
Really?
No.
That always felt way too intense for me.
I didn't feel it didn't affect me. It affected me just enough where I didn't feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But it did help me stay awake.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is I mean the same way that the root beer float, the first sip of root beer float took me to summer as a child, like sitting out on the porch in the sunshine, just like feeling all that. The first sip of sugar-free Red Bull puts me 3 a.m. in my college apartment, like just like bleary-eyed, trying to finish a project as I pound these things.
Wow.
Having to like, knowing that that I'm not getting any sleep tonight and I have to like do a show tomorrow night. God.
That's not God. What I get from it. What do you get from it?
I get just, I never liked Red Bulls.
Yeah.
But it does make me feel like I have to, like, I'm staying up late and I should go to bed.
Yeah.
But I'm forcing myself to stay awake either to do some kind of work or to have fun.
Yeah.
One of those two.
I get a pre-improv show.
Oh, sure.
Or 10:30 show. Getting one of these to, like, get through it to stay awake. Or I'm getting, like, I'm in the middle of the club, like dance party or bar or otherwise, and being like, all right, I'm going to fall asleep. I need something.
Years
Red
ago.
Red Bull vodka. And you get that shitty Red Bull knockoff from the gun.
Uh-huh. Years ago when I first moved to the city, you know, more people are coming to visit you because they're young and don't want to go do stuff. They always want to go to like that Clark and Division area, one of those shitty clubs are.
Yeah.
I went to like Mother's 2 or something
Mother's
like that.
Mother's 2? Ugh. Right there.
I went in, I go into the restroom, and I yawn while I'm peeing. And like, I didn't realize someone who's working there was in the restroom with me. He goes, oh man, you tired? I was like, yeah, a little bit. And he was like, come to the bar, I'm going to get you Red Bull Vodka. Red Bull Vodka? Red Bull Vodka. Red Bull Vodka? Red Bull Vodka. I was like, oh man.
He just did cocaine.
Oh God.
And he threw it, like, I finished my business and I walked by. He goes, Red Bull Vodka! Come here, Red Bull Vodka! And I was like, you are intense, sir. I don't even want to be here, but I will take this drink that I'm assuming I'm not going to pay for.
Yeah. Oh. God. This is, so, my drink, the Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bulls are my drink right now when I need an energy drink.
Mm.
But I was a monster kid.
Oh,
that was the one. Yeah. When I was in college, I was like, I was all about those like big fucking huge cans of Monster. And
which one? The regular? Like
regular.
The green?
Yeah. Sometimes I would get the ones with juice in them so that I felt healthy.
It says juice on the side of the sign, right?
It's like, oh yeah, 100% juice contained in this.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I like, since my dad is listening, since we named him.
Shout out.
Shout out, Rick Dugan.
What up, Dirk?
There was one time when I was driving home from college, and I was driving home kind of late. It wasn't that long of a drive. It was like 2 hours, but I was coming home very late. And I grabbed a Monster on the way, on the drive, and I got home, pull into the driveway, it's super late, I park on the street, and I like open up the door, and I pour the rest of my Monster out, and I go upstairs, and I sleep. And my dad comes into my room the next morning, and he wakes me up, and he's like, hey, why don't you come with me real quick? And we go outside, and he points to this huge stain on the street from where I poured my Monster out. It's just this, like, fucking stain that like, trails all the way down the street because we lived on a hill. And he's like, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's the energy drink that I had, and I just poured it out here. And he's like, okay. Clean it up. And so I like went and I got a hose and I could not get this stain, this fucking stain on the street. I was like spraying it down, couldn't get it off. Had to go get a scrub brush and was like scrubbing it off. And my dad is just sitting on the porch watching me. And then when I finish and it's finally clean and I come back up, he goes, okay. So if that is what that does to concrete.
What a dad.
Yeah.
What do you think it's doing to your stomach?
It's a dad move. It's a dad move. Ugh, I never did. Yeah, it was 5-hour energy, and I just it was fine. It never gave me like the shakes or anything.
that kept me going. For those rare three, four show nights.
It never felt like it did anything to me. And I may with the size, I was just like, this isn't going to help.
Sure.
I always needed, like, I felt like the liquid.
Was Red Bull your go-to?
If I needed something, yeah. Sometimes I would just have a soda, and the caffeine would be enough.
Yeah, every once in a while, a cup of coffee would be...
That's not my go-to, but it was like, you know, now I've had instead.
Yeah. See, I don't drink coffee.
Sure.
So you should. Nah. And you know what coffee you should drink?
You should absolutely try it. Littlefoot Coffee. It's delicious.
Littlefootcoffee.com with the promo code POPPOP to save 20% at checkout, courtesy of your friends of Popping Bottles.
Wow. I've had two cups of coffee in my life, and I think Littlefoot Coffee will be my third.
It's delicious. You should go to the website.
Okay.
Order stuff.
I very recently came to coffee, and all the ones, I tried three of them, all of them I like. They're not bitter. They're not bitter. Like, that was the game changer for me, like coffee that tasted like something.
Yeah.
And wasn't just taste like burning. So I had some this morning. Pretty good.
Good for you. What made you go to coffee?
My roommate loves it. Uh-huh. She's a coffee fiend. She loves arguably what I think is one of the worst Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah.
It tastes
Dunkin'
burnt.
Is bad.
It's bad. But I think it's got more caffeine than other ones.
Okay. Dunkin' and Starbucks are both like just over-processed because they're everywhere.
Former guest of the show, Taryn. No, Kellen. I was getting his
Taryn Killer.
The Killers was on the show. Great band. Taryn? Is that what I call it?
He did. I don't know why.
It sounds like a Marvel thing.
Yeah.
Kellen, one of his favorite coffees was Machete.
That's good.
From Dark Matter, which is a barrel roasted rum coffee.
Ooh.
He brought it on, and I was like, wait, this is what coffee can be? He was like, yeah, I love it. And like I said, my roommate loves coffee. So on the weekend, one of her like dreams was that we would have coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't. This is bad. Yeah. So we started drinking that because it was good. And then we got some hookup, not to say from Littlefoot. And I was like, we'll only promote something if we like it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do.
And I will say, I've tried the one that you have.
Yeah. Which is the Jumamba.
Yeah. Wanambu.
Wanambu.
Mm-hmm. I've tried the Wild Trilliums. And then we just had the Campfire. And they've all been great. We have one more. We got a different one.
They got new flavors coming out, which we'll be trying shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Check it out. Yeah. Anyway. Coffee side. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Red Bull. Sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, have you any other flavors of Red Bull besides sugar-free?
Not really.
Do they make other flavors?
They do. They make like blueberry and they make like... I don't know. The thing about Red Bull is I know it's so bad for me. Like, the way it tastes like a chemical that you shouldn't be putting in your body. Yeah. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good to have in you. It's like a necessity. When I need to have
Some people love the taste. Former guest Brian Hurwitz.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
This is the beverage he chose to talk about.
Wow.
On the show. But I have a little game.
Welcome to the dome game. Dumb game.
And you're gonna tell me. I'm gonna read you some flavors.
Does this animal have wings or not?
Listen to Brian's episode if you want more history of Red Bull. It's fascinating, including getting sued for saying it gives you wings.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know that.
By birds.
Probably.
Mostly by birds, if they were real.
and they're not.
I am going to list some flavors of Red Bull. These are all real flavors of Red Bull. You're going to tell me if it is a current flavor or it's a discontinued flavor.
Ooh.
You cannot work together. Okay. And you'll ring in by saying
but
red.
But we can't hold hands while we do it?
I hope you do.
Okay.
And you can say bull.
Okay. And you say?
Red.
Perfect.
I buzz in by saying red?
Yes.
Okay. Red?
Yes.
Red?
Yes.
I buzz in by saying red?
Yes.
Okay. Bull.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm red.
I'm ready.
The first flavor.
I'm so sorry. What were the rules of this game again?
You buzz in by saying red.
Yeah.
You got that.
Uh-huh, I got that.
You buzz in by saying bull.
I got that part.
Okay, then we're good.
But hang on. You're going to read.
I'm leading.
You're bleeding.
Tarot? I'm going to read a list of flavors. You'll buzz in and tell me if it's a current flavor or a discontinued.
Got it.
So, yes.
So, all of these have been a flavor at one point.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you can say yes or no or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. Positive means it's a current flavor. Negative means it's not currently a flavor. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I am ready.
Let's practice by ringing in.
Red.
Bull.
Nice. Your first flavor is Beach Breeze.
Red. No.
That's correct. No longer a flavor.
Oh, wow.
Your second flavor is grapefruit.
Bull. Still
flavor. Incorrect. That is a discontinued flavor. Mm. Watermelon.
Red. Yes.
That's correct.
Nice. Still making them.
Tropical fruits.
Bull. Has been discontinued.
Incorrect. That's current
flavor. Damn it.
Damn.
Cranberry.
Red. Yes.
Incorrect. Fuck. Discontinued.
Oh, I figured that'd be popular.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Red. Yes.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. It's the blue can. Yeah.
It is a blue can. And they all have like blue, red, silver. They all have like different. I think cranberry was discontinued last year. I saw it a couple years ago.
Maybe because vodka cranberry is such a combination that like that goes together. Trying to get some of that. Maybe cranberry.
Splash a little bit. Yeah.
Plum twist.
Bull. Discontinued.
Correct. Yeah. No longer a flavor.
I don't know why.
What was the twist?
It's not plum.
And it's gone.
You idiot. That's dink.
You look like a fool. Silver lime.
Red. Yes.
Incorrect. Discontinued.
Fuck. Silver lime. Disgusting.
Silver lime.
Ding dong ding. Dragon fruit.
Red. Bowl. Yes.
Yes. That's correct. Peach dash nectarine.
Red. They're false.
Current flavor.
Really?
Huh.
Peach and nectarine.
They're together at last, forever in Red Bull.
We finally got those
good
kids
for
together.
Them. I'm happy for them.
Coconut berry.
Oh, bull. Discontinued.
Current flavor, wrong.
Oh. What?
That's the current flavor, so you're
current
wrong.
Current flavor, okay. Wrong. No.
Good day, sir. Arctic berry.
Red. Current.
Incorrect.
Lee, not, not on the line.
Nope. No longer flavored. And the last flavor, strawberry apricot.
Bull. Discontinued.
Incorrect. Current flavor.
Damn.
I would have also accepted apricot.
What puts the ape in apricot?
Grape ape.
Grape ape.
How do you think the Red Bull would be with a scoop of ice cream in it?
Probably pretty gross.
Yeah, I think you're
right. Should we try it?
No.
Okay. Sold.
I keep absentmindedly drinking my
Red Bull. I keep grabbing mine too. I'm like, I don't want it anymore. But
What is taurine?
It's the stuff that makes bulls fly.
Yeah. But
is it bull juice?
I think originally, wasn't it like originally, didn't it come from bulls, but not anymore or something?
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah.
Spell it for me, Dukes.
T-A-U-R-I.
It's an acronym.
N-E.
Okay, I'm ready. Spell it.
T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
T is for the time he tried to give me taurine.
A is when I said, absolutely not. I value my liver.
Oh, he looks more confused than when he didn't know it.
It's an organic compound that is widely distributed in animal tissues. It is a major constituent of bile. You found in the large intestine.
I'm just going to push this further from me.
Good Lord. And it accounts to 0.1% of the total human body weight. It's named after Taurus, which means bull or ox. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Well, we need a palate cleanser.
I agree.
Yes, thank you. But that's where the energy comes from?
I don't know. Safety and toxicity, other uses. I'm not a scientist, so I don't know what any of this shit means.
Damn.
You're not a scientist?
I'm not a scientist. I'm sorry.
I'm not a scientist. Not yet a woman. We have another segment on the show. All summer long, we are road tripping across these great states.
Oh, wow.
And friend of the podcast, former, current landlord to some of us, has donated so graciously a beverage for us to try from a local meadery.
Whoa, mead?
Yeah, mead.
Meadery.
Jesus Christ. We're going from no caffeine and ice cream into a highly caffeinated beverage straight into mead.
From Villa Park, Illinois.
Standard.
Standard meadery. We are going to have fountain. a root beer inspired session mead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So we where were we last week?
Oh God, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, it was local. So we've been staying pretty local on the road trip so far.
Gas is expensive right now. I gotta keep it easy.
I think I have 2 cans of Spotted Cow left. If you, I'd be happy to donate for a fee.
Wait, what? Well, we'll give you a write off.
Ooh, that looks amazing.
Wow. It looks
thick. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've had this already, but it is very cool.
Thank you very much.
You get the can, sir.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.
Let's try
this one. Hey guys, this one's for you.
Oh, thanks.
This one's for the landlord.
Thanks, landlord.
The founder of the feast.
Now we have a special popping bottles rating system.
Ooh.
If you love it, you're gonna give it a big old thumbs up.
Okay.
You're not really a fan, thumbs down. If you're like, you know what, I'll try it again. Sideways thumbs.
This is I understand this because I work at Cold Stone.
Perfect. It is very sweet.
Wow, the nose on that. Hot dog. Interesting.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Oh. I get the root beer.
Yeah.
I get the root beer right off the top. The middle is kind of weird.
The middle is strange.
Yeah.
That's where you that's where you get the like kind of wine taste to it.
The meatiness of the drink. It's very sweet.
And it lingers. That mead taste lingers.
Well, you have to.
You have to let it linger. Did you?
No, is it cranberry flavor?
No, it's root beer.
I hate us.
The cranberries have been discontinued after what they said.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a...
That might need a good cut.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up as well. It's good, just sweet.
I'm going to give sideways thumbs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sideways. I feel like I need it to be meatier or root beerier.
I mean, is there...
Now, what am I doing?
Holy shit. Listeners... Josh is meddling with science as man was not meant to
meddle.
You got
ice cream left?
There was a little bit of ice cream left.
Okay. Fucking ate mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I drank all the liquid and then there was solids.
And then there was some... Damn.
There's a little bit of regular root beer in with the ice cream.
I might be able to salvage a little bit of ice cream flavor.
And now the meat. We do have more.
I was going to say, I don't think we got rid of it. Just leave it out?
Nope, it's bad.
Okay, but what if...
Okay. Now, what if you had a little Red Bull? What if you had
just
further?
A little bit of Red Bull in there? Okay.
I wish I had it regular because it was like creamy, so thick and creamy at the top, and then mead.
Now, that ain't too bad.
Okay.
That actually, the root beer cuts a lot of the like chemical taste.
And
of
does
the
Red Bull cut the mead?
The Red Bull.
The mead?
They sort of balance each other.
I don't want to do it.
Reading that it was bile. it turned me off for some reason. I'll have it again, but I just need to forget.
Yeah.
All right, thumbs to... Did you already go? Everybody
we can do it at the same time.
Right, yeah.
One, two, thumbs. Three.
Thumbs up.
Sideways.
we do have to say, right? This is an audio
medium?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We got 2 thumbs up and 1 sideways thumbs.
It passes.
Damn.
It
passes the test.
That's right.
Put it in the cooler.
No shit. Hang on, my boss just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Is everything okay?
Are you okay?
Moose Joe's on fire.
Everything is fine.
Annie, are you okay?
Me?
Are you okay, Annie?
Well, I've been hit by.
You've been struck by?
Smooth criminal? Bow! Oh, Alien Anifar?
You can't, listeners can't see, but I'm leaning at like a 45 degree angle.
It's very impressive. Right now. Yeah. You do that with your core?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with my core and the special shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the pants have to be so high.
Mom called them magic shoes.
I need something to get a taste out of my mouth.
You got something else?
No, that was our road trip.
Oh,
do you have anything else?
No, I got nothing else.
Do you have anything else?
I got one other thing.
Oh, what do you got?
I do. It's not a drink.
Oh.
Okay, then let's do this drink that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy, extra drinks.
Cello. The third drink that you suggested we do.
Insane. I have things to do today still.
Yeah, so do we.
So I have La Original Budweiser Cella made with Clamato. But not just that one. I also have Picante.
Oh my God. Why wouldn't you go Picante?
You want to start Picante? No, let's start Original.
We got to start Original. Yeah.
You need another glass, right?
I've got this one.
Let me finish my mead.
Yeah. This is
the classic Rob always trying to finish his mead.
I'm a god.
Now, Rob and I have both been on record for not enjoying tomato juice.
And I have never had this drink.
What?
Yeah.
You said you wanted to do it on the pod.
I know I did, because I've never had it.
You got to slam that.
I don't believe it.
I know, I've never had it. I used to always... I don't know. Was that, you know?
Let me start at the top. You pro or con tomato?
Pro.
And con means whip.
Oh, no. No, con.
What?
This is, well, I mean, I've had what's it called? A Michelada?
Yeah.
Michelada.
Michelada? Yeah. Yeah, I've had those before.
The hell's a Michelada?
Same thing, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a beer with tomato juice and like spices and
I'm
stuff.
I'm already just mad I gotta drink this.
Well, I'd be madder you gotta drink the Picante if you don't like this one.
God, this is made Clamato with.
Yummy.
Now, I will say, the last time we had this was a while ago during Tallboy Summer, I believe, with Tim DeLamont.
Yeah, he did Mango Chilada Modelo, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Bud. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Listen, viewers, add us.
Let us know.
It's more carbonated than I thought it would be.
Cheers. Oh, God damn it.
Mine smells like meat.
Oh, boy. It hits you in the nose before it gets to your mouth.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
This clears out the taste of the mead float.
God, that's gross. It's like drinking pizza sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't enjoy this.
I'm glad I had you.
This just did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Yeah, I don't love this yet.
The pod is a focus group.
This is incredible.
Oh
yeah, I've never had Red Bull before either.
What?
No, you are a madman.
I'm not drinking.
Okay,
all right. I'm using that as a spit bucket because now it's time to get Picante.
Ooh.
Which I think I'll like better. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's just bad. I don't like drinking tomato juice of any kind. You can put clams in it. You can put picantes in it. I don't want any of it.
Oof.
I think maybe the clams is helping.
Because
like when I have one like just straight up tomato and the clams gives it a depth of flavor
so
that
so much.
Well, just take the can. So. Honey, you can have as much as you want.
There's plenty.
Now remember our rating system because we'll put these two together. They won't get individual ratings.
Okay, hang on. I've got a.
I'm gonna barf.
They'll get an aggregate.
I need it. What do you think? What do you think? Out of root beer, mead, or Red Bull, which one is going to clear my tongue better?
Probably Labatt Blue.
We got a classic Labatt Blue, Canadian's finest pilsner.
Oh. I would not use the mead as a palate class.
Well, it was either that or the Red Bull.
I know, you do need more energy.
All right, I'll do the Red Bull now.
It's like the Red Bull gives you energy, the mead zaps it.
Oh.
Been replaying Bioshock.
Oh, I love that game.
Picante, cheers.
Hey, gents. Here we go, boys.
Here's looking up your old address.
Who, so mad. Whose idea was this?
Yours. It's better.
I like that better.
It's better.
They're both bad.
It's better. It's not Picante enough.
Yeah, it could use more like what's the like spicy salt?
Spicy salt.
It's just spicy salt.
Garlic?
Yeah. Garlic? No.
Garlic salt is what you're thinking.
No, that's what I'm thinking of.
Something.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The spicy salt. They had it at Kite String.
Like, this is not a bad way to start a drink, but I think it needs...
Lager with natural flavors, vegetable juice for color.
Vegetable juice for color?
And Clamato.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Picante is better.
Picante is
going back to the well a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
What's it going to take for you to chug that?
How much you got on you?
No money.
Ooh, I'm in.
Okay. What do I have on me? What do I have on me that could convince you to drink that?
No way. I'm good.
No way. yeah, it's less good now.
I can't. I just don't. I don't. Tomato juice ruins it.
I
don't like it.
So here's the reason that I asked to have this today. Is because I've never had it before and I've always been curious.
Sure.
Because to me, you look at this and it's like Budweiser and Clamato juice. And those are two things that you would never put together. But that is what made me go, well, it has to be at least decent if Budweiser, like, created this drink.
People clearly like it because they keep making it.
Yeah.
Well, and those people are wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Cella's, I like the non-tomato juice version where it's like, there's like a soy sauce, like a tamarind paste, sesame seeds. We drank a couple in Mexico City. It was a blast.
Yeah.
I got the stuff to make it.
It'd be better
if
it was like fresh, not from a can.
You know what? Maybe, but no, I think the tomato juice does ruin it because I do like a savory beer taste. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It's the tomato that just kind of like puts me off of it.
You think if this was just Budweiser and clams, you'd be into it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. If I could pour my Budweiser in a little clam. Give me a... I drank a case of Little Necks.
Oh, God. Little Necks. Just... Little Necks coffee.
Ooh, delicious.
.com. Save promo code POPNOPE.
Nope, POPNOPE.
I don't know. Remember.
Did you see this somewhere? At a
store?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, all the time. I used to see this advertised and everything. And I was like, it sounds so gross that it has to be decent for them to be marketing it. Because it is immediately so off-putting that they must be trusting that the product itself is good.
Clam juice or like even I said I had a sardine. Maybe I was telling you guys. But I was eating sardines the other day with just rice. There's like a fish salinity that I did not love growing up, but as more of an adult, I'm like, you know what? I could go for that salty flavor right now.
Uh-huh.
But I don't drink Clamato
because
it's tomato based.
It should be
destroyed.
You know, I ask the question every once in a while, and I like to ask both of you. Yeah.
Why are we here?
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing here? I've got a pile of cans over here.
We should take a photo of all the cans.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think is the advertisement that has had the biggest effect on you?
Oh, I've been reading about it. There was a book I've been reading. I'll get to unplugs. The advertisement that had the biggest
effect. Yeah. Like, is there? Can you think of any advertisement or like any? Any like slogan
put in your head, Mr. Pibb?
that made you go, oh, I think I will buy that. That like made you consciously.
Oh, okay.
Buy
I thought you meant like kind of just like stuck with you your whole life.
No. And here's the thing, and as you're thinking about it, I'll just tell you why this is so interesting. Is because everybody does have to kind of stop and think about it and be like, oh, I don't know. And a lot of people will say, advertising doesn't really have that effect on me. But you're wrong if you say that because like billions of dollars is spent every year on this, and they wouldn't be spending that money if it didn't work in some way.
I am brand loyal to certain things. Mm-hmm. I think just because of like I've used it already and I know it works, but probably also just because I picked it because I've seen so many advertisements for it.
Yeah.
Like soap is soap, but I always go with Dawn for whatever reason.
I've purchased stuff based on ads, like maybe like no, I don't want that, and then you hear it again, you're like, oh, I'll try it. I've tried Magic Spoon.
What's Magic Spoon?
It's a keto friendly cereal. It's supposed to be like Fruit Loops for adults.
Mm-hmm.
We tried two flavors, and I can't remember. It was a little pricey because all that stuff is. But one of them was good, and one of them was bad. And I think it was the texture. It didn't like crunch the way like a normal kid cereal would, just like you know when you chomp something. It had almost like a slightly. Gummier is the wrong word, but it didn't.
It's just like softer.
It was a little softer, and I was just like, "That's not what I want with this cereal. Like, I don't want it to be pre-mushy."
Mm-hmm.
I use Me Undies from all those ads I heard on podcasts, and the underwear is legit comfortable.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think for me, it's got to be Axe body spray.
Oh, sure.
You've used it? Are you currently using it?
No, I don't currently use it, but when I was a teenager and I saw those commercials and I saw what they were promising would happen if you used Axe body spray.
Double fits to Chessie.
Yeah, I was like, well, I mean, I got to at least see if that's real.
Yeah.
I'd be stupid not to.
Yeah. Axe came out my freshman year in college. So I wasn't like, oh, don't.
We've got to try it. We've got to try Red Bull and Clamato.
This is fine.
Yeah.
This
Red Bull
and
Clamato? Yeah.
This is probably going to be better.
Oh, Dugan, you're glowing.
He's flying up. Oh, no. It looks like Stranger Things.
I have to bowl tonight.
You got a ball.
You going bowling?
I'm on a bowling team, yeah.
Nice. How you guys doing?
We are in last place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are any of you good bowlers on the team?
I am the best bowler on the team, and no.
Okay.
Hence the last place. Do you have a cool name?
Yes, we do.
Are you sponsored?
No, we're not sponsored.
Let's never hear the name.
Okay, great.
Great.
It's killing me!
We are the Bilfs.
All right. Yeah. I like it.
Bowlers, I'd like the French.
Mm-hmm. Bowling is lots of fun.
Oh,
my roommate, this was like 4 summers ago, she was like, we got to do a bowling league. Like in the summer, because it's like cool inside. Yeah. She's a big Heat baby. it's true. Yeah, so maybe we'll come watch
it's
you guys.
It's fun, dude. It's super fun being on a bowling league.
Join a bowling league with a few friends of the show, AJ Miller and Jeff Garceau. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened, and we haven't gotten back on the horse. I know I want to.
When did COVID happen?
Oh, it's still happening. That's the trick.
No, it's done.
What? Since when?
January 1st?
Wild.
2022?
Good for us.
Yeah. Yeah. COVID ended when Biden got elected.
That is true.
Yeah. That's, hence no Biden bucks. Yeah.
You guys want to play another game?
Yeah!
Welcome to the Dome
we'll
game.
We'll pass a little bit, but Red Bull will be with us for always. This game is called Flutog, Flugue.
Oh,
So Red Bull sponsors a thing called the Flutog. Yes, these I are just several questions based on it. I'll tell you if it's a true or false, or you have to guess the right answer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cool?
Okay.
Cool. And you'll play, you're going to ring in.
Okay.
Dugan, you'll continue to say red. Red.
And I'll say picante.
Perfect.
Oh, damn it. Perfect. Okay, I'll be la original.
Nope, you are red.
Okay.
True or false? The idea of Flutog was inspired by the Birdman rally held in England.
Clamato.
That's not your word.
Picante.
Josh.
I defer to Dugan.
Okay.
Clamato.
Dugan.
Could you read the question to me again?
The idea of Flutog was inspired by the Birdman rally held in England.
True.
That is correct.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The true or false, the first official Red Bull Flutog was held in Warsaw.
Flutog.
Dugan.
False.
Correct.
It was held in Oslo.
No.
Oh.
Any guesses?
The U.S., baby.
Vienna.
Oh, oh. Vienna beef.
The Vienna beef factory.
That's how they closed it down.
True or false, anyone is eligible to compete in the Flutog.
False.
Josh.
True.
Correct. Anyone can. I think even kids. True or false? The criteria of the flying machines must the sorry the criteria the flying machines must meet is the same in every country.
Rob Grabowski,
your word is red.
True.
Wrong.
Picante.
Josh.
Rob. No.
It's false. Yes.
False.
Every country has its own.
Every country gets to determine their own rules.
Every country gets to pick their own rules.
Yeah, okay. Baby.
Yeah, boy. Mm. I'll wait for you, Joshy.
Sorry, I can't do that anymore.
It's all right. Oh, you need something? Yeah. A classic Labatt Blue.
Hmm? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm gonna finish off my Red Bull and Clamato mixture here. Oof,
gross. I'll take a Labatt. It's a fine Canadian Pilsner.
Absolutely, that last sip of Red Bull combined with Picante Budweiser Chelada sent a shiver down
my
spine.
He's picking all sorts of words. True or false? The flying machines must be made of environmentally friendly materials.
Ba-ding!
Dugan.
True.
Correct.
Nice.
True or false? Since the start of Flutog, there have only been 3 events where someone was seriously injured.
Gling.
Josh.
True.
That is correct.
Oh.
So once in 2010 in Bucharest, someone broke their back and another person had a skull fracture.
Oh my God.
Then in Pittsburgh, 2017, ruptured spleen and traumatic brain injury.
And those are the only 3 injuries?
And then in Nashville, 2017, there was a lumbar vertebrae incident.
Those are the only 3 injuries?
Serious injuries. I'm sure people
cuts
have been hurt.
And bruises.
I was gonna
serious injury, like bad stuff.
Jesus. Yeah, I was going to say that like this competition either is like 0 injuries or the worst possible
injuries. It's like I'm assuming people got hurt a little bit because you're falling into water.
Right.
For those who don't know what the Flutog is, you make a flying machine, you see how far you can go, and usually you land in some kind of a water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where was I? Oh, you got to guess. This is where you got to Price is Right.
Boom.
Figure out the the right thing. How long is the longest flight in the Flutog history?
Bob Barker.
You can just guess.
Bob Barker?
Okay.
In meters or centimeters?
In feet.
Time. In feet. Oh, in feet. Oh, I am going to say it's like 13 feet.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's 25 feet, Bob.
Josh wins because he was closer. It was 258 feet.
What?
Holy shit. That's a legitimate flying machine.
It happened in 2013 in Long Beach, California.
Whoa.
Tasty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big has the biggest crowd been for a flu talk?
Is this multiple choice or Bob Barker?
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. I'm going to say...
Picante. 20K.
20K?
Picante.
Dugan.
11,000.
I think. How much is 20K?
20,000.
Josh, I think you're closer because it was 220,000.
220,000?
That's a flu talk.
That's a lot. A Cape Town, South Africa, 2012.
Oh. 220,000?
Came and saw the flu talks.
Can you even see it?
That's a 250,000.
I know, it's a lot of people.
Where did they put them all?
I don't fucking know.
There's no stadium that big.
I've never been to Cape Town.
Let's go.
All right, done.
All right.
And we're back in Cape Town.
Wow, delicious ribs,
too.
Pretty crowded.
Though the flu tog started in 1992, it didn't come to the States until much later. What year was the first U.S. flu tog?
Popping bottles.
Dude.
I'm going to say it was in 2012.
Josh.
Picante, 2002, Bob.
Josh, you have it. It was 2003.
Oh.
Here, where do you think it was held, the very first flu talk?
I think it was held in... Where's the Red Bull headquarters?
I'm going to say New York.
Okay.
I'm going to say Lake Placid.
Very odd choice, because those gators. No. Josh, I'll give you one more guess, and really think of like a state maybe you're proud of.
Ooh, that I'm proud of?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe you have a little...
Formerly proud.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, well, can you guess where?
It was probably Padre Island?
Austin.
Austin?
Oh, Austin, that makes a lot of sense.
2003. Yeah.
Keep Austin weird.
Since 2003, the flu tog has been held in several different U.S. cities. Which two major cities has the flu tog been held three times?
I think Austin.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Redondo Beach.
There you go.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Okay. I'm going to say
Seattle.
And I'm going to say
Seattle.
Seattle.
You're incorrect.
Okay.
I'll give you one more guess.
All right, you try it. You go first.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Detroit, Michigan.
And then I'll say Tampa.
Tampa. You're closer with Tampa.
Jacksonville.
Orlando. Miami.
Miami is one.
Uh-huh.
And the other is right under your nose. Chicago, baby.
No!
What?
We've had the flu talk and I've never gone?
Three times.
I remember we've had it once.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was all over the news.
Yeah, it was at North Beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of Redondo Beach, here's a little game for you.
Oh, okay.
I have one more question.
Oh, okay.
Then we can play your game.
Thank you.
The game within the game.
I'm sorry. I have two more questions. In the U.S. flu tog, there are four possible ways to get a trophy. What are they?
Best flu tog.
Okay. Furthest flu tog.
Okay.
Most stylish flute tog.
Okay.
Smallest okay. flute tog.
Fan favorite.
And fan favorite.
Sure, sure. You guys are close. Simplify it a little bit.
Longest?
Longest, tallest, furthest, smallest.
Even
harder, faster, stronger.
Harder, better, faster, stronger?
Yeah, not going, working out at the gym.
You guys are
best, worst.
You are straight up overthinking.
Bitter, happier, more productive.
Okay, best, worst.
Way overthinking it.
What?
There are four possible ways to win a trophy.
First place, second place, third place, fourth place?
So close. First place, second place, third are correct.
Last place?
In some places, you can get most creative.
Oh.
I'll give you a bonus because you just say longest flight. Some cities will occasionally do longest flight as well.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Here is. Everyone's texting me. Leave me alone. Here is my final flu talk question. Besides COVID, the U.S. flu tog has only been canceled once. In 2015, in Portland, Oregon, the U.S. Coast Guard canceled the event. Why?
It's the chop.
Chop?
Too choppy.
Too choppy out there.
Sea monster.
Ooh, sea monster. I wish. Too many spectator boats filled the river.
Damn!
Make it impossible for commercial traffic to get through. There's only one collision was reported, but damage was minimal and no injuries occurred.
They were going to break the record that Cape Town held.
They were trying.
Cape Town put in the call. They are the ones that shut it down.
People made rafts. They did their own little like...
They were doing it into some river, which I think was silly, instead of like the ocean, which is close to Portland.
Portland? I don't think Portland is on the ocean.
Is it ocean locked?
Yeah, Portland has a river. I don't think they've got an ocean.
Hawaii is ocean locked.
No, that makes sense.
Hawaii is ocean locked?
Yeah.
Doesn't have an ocean?
No, it's locked in by ocean.
Oh, it's locked in by ocean.
Yeah. That was a Flutog Flugu.
Nice.
What was yours?
Redondo Beach, California.
What about it?
Heard of it.
I will give each of you, Rob, your buzz in is you're going to say, I love chiladas.
And mine will be
picante. And Josh, yours is going to be, I gotta have chiladas.
Oh, I gotta have it.
Yeah. All right. And mine will be, I like chiladas.
Okay.
What is the official bird of Redondo Beach?
I forgot my ring.
I love chiladas.
Yes, Rob.
I'm going to guess Redondo Beach. I'm going to guess like a sandpiper.
Incorrect.
Cool.
Gotta have it.
Yes, chiladas. Josh.
The turkey.
No, incorrect.
You want me to keep guessing?
Yeah, you should guess.
Okay, I'll guess. I like chiladas. Buzzing in. the official bird of Redondo Beach is the Goodyear blimp.
What?
Boo.
Not a bird at all.
It's a machine.
It's a machine.
It's where the hangar for the Goodyear blimp is. So it is
fun.
The official
that's
bird.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's not a bird.
No, it's not.
Where did you go to college?
Chico State.
Chico State. All right. So you're unaffected by the Big 12 entering, taking other colleges drama that's going on.
Absolutely. My college had no sense of sports at all.
Yeah, was it UCLA and USC?
UCLA and USC.
Possibly coming to the Big Ten? Or
I don't know.
Maybe they're definitely coming.
I think they are coming in.
It's official. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a bad thing, a good thing?
Well, it just kind of changes the dynamics of college sports, but we don't have to get into it.
What were they in before?
Pac-12?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Pacific? Is that what it means by Pac-12?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think PAC stands for?
Ooh. Pressurized air cabin.
You're correct.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thanks.
Pacifier. All children.
That's the sequel to the Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah. It's just a mantra.
Pacifier 2, colon, all children.
All children.
I'm like please, Johnny Appleseed. But
please accept Claire.
Please.
Please accept Claire. Let
me in. Poor Claire.
Claire has to accept you. I think we've drank all the drinks.
Yeah, unless.
Unless?
Did you have one more?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You don't have a Chicago handshake?
Oh, I don't have a Chicago handshake. Well, we have Malort.
We do, but we don't have Old Style.
Here's the curveball that I would like to throw.
Throw.
Something that I've been wanting to try.
Oh.
Is, what if, and we would have to steal something from Hooli.
Oh, well, this could be mine.
The landlord.
What if we did a root beer float with a shot of Screwball in it?
Ooh. Do we have Screwball?
We do.
We might be out.
Oh, wait, we do?
We might be out.
Yeah,
because
okay.
Hooli and I went to Costco the other day, and we were both staring at a bottle of Screwball.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we should get some because we're out. And
damn.
Then I never picked it
damn,
up.
Damn, I should have.
Because otherwise,
some.
I would have happily done that.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. That's something I've been wanting to try.
No.
Thanks for coming by.
I guess I'll have to. Guess I have to do it another time.
Yeah.
Was that all the drinks?
That was all the drinks.
That's all the drinks. Okay.
Unless you're reaching in your bag or something.
No, I'm not reaching in for drinks. I'm reaching in because I brought the cupcakes. Because tomorrow is Rob Grabowski's birthday.
That's right.
And I wasn't going to let this opportunity go by without celebrating my good friend Rob and his birthday.
Well, thank you, James.
Yeah,
dude.
Of course, dude.
And wherever you are, please stop what you're doing and sing happy birthday to Rob.
Yeah, make sure.
He'll hear you.
Just find me. Should we all have a cupcake?
Why not?
I think it'd be good. I brought little ones.
Yeah, minis, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You will.
Well, tinies, yeah.
Hang on. Opening these.
Rob, how was your birthday?
My birthday was
4 days ago.
So nice. I worked, and then I...
You worked on your birthday?
I had to work on my birthday and then recorded a podcast.
Wait, I thought it was tomorrow.
It is.
Oh, okay.
But we're recording tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, your birthday 4 days ago.
Oh, my God, shit, what a dude. Hoot.
I can't believe everything that we did.
I know. I'm so old.
So much fun.
So old.
Sold.
What is it? Wait, what birthday is this for you? 23?
This will be, you want me to be honest?
Sure.
This will be my 39th birthday.
39?
Congratulations, oh, dude.
You know what that means? Next year.
I gotta kill myself.
Yeah. Your jewel in your hand turns into a new color.
This is gray. Oh. Yeah, I didn't do anything. I didn't plan. Just because of travel and other things, I was just like, oh, there's no time to put something together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Huh. What are you going to do? You don't have to sell it and have a big bash every year.
So we have these mini cupcakes. Yeah. Have,
thank you, James. They're very good.
Fun, yes. Fun little circle
fun
confetti.
Little confetti.
Mm-hmm. And then we have vanilla and chocolate.
And we all do it for vanilla.
We all do. Yeah. We all said that we don't like chocolate.
Do you have a favorite cake? I think we talked about this before.
I love cake. When I was at Costco on Tuesday, I bought a Costco cake.
Oh, nice.
And one said happy birthday, and I was like, yep. And I finished it yesterday.
Good for you.
Which was it? The same one that?
Yeah, it's just a vanilla cake with like vanilla frosting. Nice. They're tasty as hell. It's
good. What did you learn in this last year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Any highlights for you
of my last year?
Yeah, you can do learning first.
Oh my lord. What did I learn? It's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to say no to stuff. Because if you're like, oh, I want to, like, maybe I should try, and but like, it's better not to be busy.
Yeah.
Because then when some little things pop up, you're like, oh, I can go do that. I don't have to like run off to a rehearsal or something. And then highlight,
yeah,
man, that's hard because I can barely remember what I did last week.
Mm.
Yeah. All the panini years really just are one.
Just all binds together. Well, they usually eat a panini sandwich.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, like, because you were born, that's one half. And when you die, that's the second half. All the years in between?
Oh, every year is a panini year? Oh, yeah.
It's a delicious panini sandwich.
They all blur together. Pandemic years, I should say.
Oh, okay.
They all really just, it was like just one big year where everything was the same.
Yeah.
Things got slightly better, slightly worse, but it was all just like,
yeah.
Stay alive.
Kind of just like paused and didn't work towards anything for a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, I know there's highlights. I have to like, I got to think about it. I don't know.
What was your highlight of last year?
The last year?
Yeah.
Back in April, I took the entire month and I just traveled. I left like March 30th, I think. I left Chicago March 30th. I came 5 days
after my birthday.
On May 1st. Oh my God, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You want a cupcake?
No.
And then I came back on May 1st and it was awesome. I highly recommend it if you have the means, if you are able to take that much time off work or if you're able to work. On the road, I totally recommend traveling for an entire month.
I love to.
Yeah, I would say similarly, going to Italy last September, big highlight last year. It was just when things started looking better, and they're like, it's done, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually got to go and seeing all that stuff, and then getting back and being like, okay, no, everybody stay inside.
Yeah.
Stay indoors.
Yeah. I went to Paris last November.
Gay Paris?
And then the same thing. It was like right when things were starting to look up. And so it was like, great, I'm going to Paris. And then I came back. And then we went right back indoors for, that was Omicron days.
Ah, the Omicron.
Oh, yeah. My least favorite Transformer.
Omicron is?
Yeah.
Really?
I need to travel
Starscream.
The one
of his voice.
Yeah. I don't know. Transformers? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the highlight of your year.
I don't know. Nothing. It's everything's the same.
Yeah.
I go to work and occasionally do fun things. And I can't remember them.
What's one of the fun things you did?
I don't know. Shows can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Shows are fun.
They can be.
Yeah.
I gotta travel more.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
travel.
Bad about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, we just got back from
It's all three of us travel.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Take it on the road.
Going to Vegas in October.
Popping on down the road.
You want
to
come?
When is it? Yeah. Wait, no. October?
Yeah,
I might be able to do it.
All right, I'll let you know once we have the actual date.
Yeah.
You want to go to Vegas?
Some hard dates.
In October?
Yeah.
I'm a soft yes.
All right, fair. I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, and you need to put that away again, please.
Yeah.
Put away your soft yes.
It's crumbling everywhere. Just wash these floors.
You're going to have to burn them.
No, there's dick crumbles.
Landlord is going to be pissed.
No, he's a freak.
Buy him a nice bottle of Screwball. I don't know what you're having. Well, before we leave, push-puller plug. Happy birthday, Rob. We don't need to talk about that ever again.
No.
Anything you are doing that you want people to see? Anything you've been enjoying reading, watching, playing that you want to share with people and say, hey, I like this, you might like this.
Yeah, in terms of what you can see me do, I coach a couple of teams, a couple of improv teams around town, Devil's Daughter being one of them, Loose Lips being another one. Devil's Daughter you can see on Wednesday nights at The Annoyance, and just like fucking amazing little improv team. Loose Lips has monthly shows. What's up?
They're all so short.
Yeah, they're all so tiny. Then what else? What have I been? I've been reading the Mistborn series recently by Brandon Sanderson. Any Brando Sando fans out there? You can hit me up. Slide straight into my DMs about this.
Put your dick away.
This is an audio medium. Okay, nobody knows my penis is out unless you say it.
That's part of the fun. Yeah.
I'm playing Stardew Valley right now. Would love some tips about how to get my farm off of back on its feet.
What are you planning on?
Switch. And let's see. Other than that, you can catch me if you ever want to take a tour of Wrigley Field. You let me know. I'll take you on a tour of that. I'm a tour guide over at Wrigley Field.
For his birthday.
Yeah. I'm super happy to help you out and get you on a tour. It's a fun tour if you like baseball. If you hate baseball, it's kind of fun.
All right. Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. Done.
Great.
Rob?
Ooh, let's see. I finished the Seth Rogen book. It's a quick read. It's entertaining, though. Got a fun story about meeting Nicolas Cage.
Whoa.
Let's see. I'm watching The Bear. Check out The Bear.
Still haven't seen it. Mm-hmm.
Bear's really good.
Watch one episode.
Do a rewatch.
It's great.
It's really, really good. Even if you haven't worked in the service industry.
Are they 30-minute hour?
30-minute.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Eight episodes. You can do it in a day. Kazoon time. Thor Love and Thunder. Good time. Check it out. And that's... this will drop. Make sure to catch up on Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And What We Do in the Shadows came back this week. Check them out. I did, and I enjoyed them already. That's all I got, man. Otherwise, usual stuff. Josh, how about you?
Oh, hello. I'm Josh. I was telling you, I was reading this book about sticky ideas. It's what makes ideas stick? Huh. And I think it's specifically it's kind of advertising adjacent, but it's, I've gotten through the first two chapters. Been fascinating so far. So I highly recommend that. I can't remember who wrote it, but that's
what's it called?
Google it. What makes ideas stick?
Oh, okay.
I think I don't have what.
It's a long title.
Yeah, really stuck with me. there's a big piece of duct tape on the cover.
That's funny.
It's a photo. So I've been reading that. I tried to play Stardew Valley. I got a little bit into it. It was too much to do. I came to it from Animal Crossing. My roommate
they're
got
different things.
Real big into Animal Crossing. And Stardew Valley is it's like a nerd's Animal Crossing. I was like, I like the kid friendly easiness of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more inventory to manage.
Yeah.
I don't usually gravitate towards those types of games.
Because
I know there's fighting games that are like that too, where it's like, okay, I need all these I forget the turn of phrase. I've been replaying BioShock.
Yeah.
I mentioned that.
BioShock is such a good game.
Such a fun game.
Yeah.
And it was when I first played it years ago, it was so long to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having replayed it, I know it's amazing how quick it is now because I know that I don't need to search every crevice. Because before it was I got to open every single crate or a drawer or And this one, I'm just kind of zipping through, playing it real fast.
But that's how you learned the story in BioShock.
Yeah.
It's just finding these little recordings and listening to them. And if you didn't find all of them, then you missed some of the story.
Is that the one with the ghost girl and the guy in the big suit and they're underwater?
Yes.
Ghost girl?
For somebody who has no idea what it is, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Based on the advertisements, she's a ghost that I can tell.
Hmm.
Yes.
I'll never
That's
play
exactly.
this game.
It's very fun.
I believe it.
I guess a ghost
I don't
girl.
Have a PlayStation.
It's on Switch now.
It's on all of them, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can buy a... It's on Game Pass, I think. Or maybe I bought all of them for $5.
Dude.
So it's all of them remastered. The original, the second, Infinite, and then all the extra levels, which I never played.
It's on Switch. Yeah. I'll check it out.
Check it out. BioShock was the first game that I played that made me go, whoa, video games can be art.
Yeah. It's very, very arty. Also, I've been playing Shredder's Revenge.
Oh yeah, Shredder's Revenge level. Is
a I haven't finished it yet.
I beat it, and I've gone through. I'm now trying to just get all the. You beat it, you get Casey Jones, and I'm trying to play Casey Jones.
Is it like the old arcade one?
Mm-hmm. Cool, it's exactly. Like
the old it's very awesome. Cool. It's mm-hmm. very fun. Cheap, fairly cheap too for the game.
Yeah, it's free on Game Pass.
I don't have Game Pass.
Damn.
I don't play enough video games.
Yeah. Good. Does anybody else hear that?
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Cash Me Outside. How about that now? All right, we have one last thing to do before we let anybody leave and go into that night.
Cold night.
And that is our end of the podcast. Cheers. So grab your closest picante chalada. No, I'm going to do a Labatt.
Yeah, just grab what you want.
It's empty. No, I'll do it with content. You got the mead and you got the Labatt, and say our cheers along with me.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it.
Hashtag 2022 drink.
Welcome on, Dukes.
Wow. Whiskey makes you frisky.
You never do.
Yeah.
Gin makes you sin.
You guys really took all of mine.
Wine makes you nutty.
I honestly thought you were going to grab it. Chicago
Pension.
Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes
you dumb. Well, if I ever get to be a three-peat shot in a beer, keep you on the run. Not, and doesn't have to be the Chicago Pension.
Whenever you want
a game I was trying to come up with was something like that. Use the drink that pleases you.
Drink your mash. Talk your flesh. That is the right thing to do.
Latch.
Champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin.
I feel drunk. You
want to tequila it. Makes you want to fight.
I feel like
but I'll try them all over again.
I feel dope.